In the wake of the ongoing phone hacking scandal, an online survey by Essential Research showed a definite slump in trust across most of the Australian commercial media bodies. In particular, local papers, commercial television and radio news showed the worst results in the polls. What was also noted was the dramatic rise in people admitting to have no trust at all within commercial media bodies. While the Australian Broadcasting Corporation maintained and even improved on its level, one in two of those surveyed revealed that they are now casting further doubts on the local media after the revelations of the scandal involved within Murdoch's tabloid News of the World. Bernie Keane is a seasoned expert as well as a trusted reporter on Crikey. So Dylan Barber spoke to him about the place and indeed the notion of trust in a modern media landscape.
Australia has arguably always maintained a level of scepticism towards the media, but the recent News of the World scandal has brought the issue to the forefront of discussion, and the Essential Report has highlighted a comprehensive fall in trust across all commercial media in Australia. What do you think is behind this deepening scepticism and slump in trust?
I think there's a couple of things at work. One, I suspect, despite the fact that I can't sort of back it up with statistical evidence, that coverage of the election played a role in the 2010 election, played a role in people's sort of alienation or disengagement from the media. Okay. Perhaps not so much because of the quality of the coverage. I mean, I thought the quality of the media coverage of the election was actually very poor. But I think possibly because the one of the big factors at play was the actual, you know, the poor nature of what we were getting from politicians. I think in a sense there's a shoot the messenger sort of phenomenon at work there because of the what everyone agrees, even politicians agree, was just an absolutely wretched political campaign.
Yeah.
And the media had no choice but to cover it. And that may have encouraged alienation. But look, I do think phone hacking has played a role. It is interesting that the biggest fall in trust was for commercial television news and current affairs. But that is the sector in Australia which is the most competitive and the sector that is the most tabloid. I mean, I suspect what we're seeing is a reaction to the broader sense of disgust that's emerged from the UK about obviously what's going on there.
Now, in your articles, you did note that the shift has not been from, you know, for example, some trust to a little trust, but towards no trust at all. How important is trust in the relationship between the media and the general population?
Well, it's more of a civic sort of thing. I mean, people will still consume the media. It may, you know, alienation from the media, lack of trust may exacerbate existing trends. I mean, I suspect if people don't trust newspapers, then they're not gonna go back to buying newspapers if they stop buying them. And you know, newspapers in Australia are facing, not quite as apocalyptic a scenario as newspapers in the US, but clearly they are losing readers, and they're losing them sort of fairly consistently. So lack of trust is not going to help on that score. But look, people are still going to consume television and radio. So it's not going to have perhaps a direct commercial impact.
Right. Now, you mentioned, obviously, you know, journalists are never very high, for example, on, you know, the Reader's Digest list of trusted professions. And, you know, this year we only beat taxi drivers, real estate agents, car salesmen, politicians and telemarketers. Mm. You know, is there an inherent level of distrust that'll never be kicked?
Oh, look, absolutely. Like, I think people are always going to have people are always going to dislike, if not dislike, then not really respect or like journalists as a profession. Everyone, I think, well, certainly everyone who sort of consumes the media regularly knows that there are good journalists, and everyone has their favourite journalists. Everyone has journalists whose work they would trust and have a very high level of faith in. But that's by way of contrast with a sort of more generic attitude toward the media, which is to regard the media as, you know, sensationalists, you know, only interested in money, only interested in sort of hyping things as much as possible. I think the journalists are stuck with that problem, and the only thing they can really do is work within a sort of a framework in which Yeah, they try and operate ethically, and they try and produce as high quality journalism as they are allowed to by the people who pay them and by the people who edit them.
Yeah. Now, this is a current topic, obviously, but one online comment on your article said simply, despite the poll, I think the trust was lost long ago. What's your response to that?
Look, I'm not sure that's really fully the case. I think we're talking about a very complex social phenomena here. I think we are. If you go through that, he's obviously articulating a problem that everyone is aware exists, and yet it's inordinately complex to try and identify what started when and who was responsible, because you're dealing with not merely with a problem on the part of politicians, but you're dealing with a problem on the part of the media at a senior level, and you're dealing with a problem with the media at the sort of practitioner, journalist level, and you're dealing with a problem with audiences. I mean, there has been a great sort of switch off of, a great decline in interest in public affairs in certain sections of the media over the last 20 years. But, it's only since the 1990s that we've had the sort of complex media environment that we've now got. I mean, up until the mid-1990s, we really only had TV, newspapers and radio as our key sources of information. And I reckon, and there's, again, I've got no evidence for this, but I reckon levels of trust in those different, that much narrower range of media might have been higher, simply because there was that was all you got back then, and there wasn't this sort of, there wasn't an entirely new and different media that constantly critiqued what the old media were doing.
Now, in the Essential report, the ABC fared pretty well, and they found that they'd retained and even gained trust. What's the significance of this considerable credibility gap between public broadcasting and the commercial media?
Well, obviously for anyone who's working in commercial media, it should be deeply worrying. Maybe it isn't worrying to a lot of people, but the issue is when we have this strong public broadcasting sector in Australia, there is therefore a yardstick for audiences to measure the performance of the commercial media by, and it's quite clear that people think they don't measure up. And I think to an extent the reason why there is this big gap there is because the resourcing of quality journalism is taken seriously by the ABC, and it's not taken quite as seriously in other parts of the commercial media.
The report also showed an 8% fall in trust for news and opinion websites, which of course includes Crikey. So what are you guys doing wrong?
Well, that's a very sort of interesting issue for us. I mean, really, there's not too many in Australia. The news and opinion online news and opinion site or market is actually quite small. It's hard for me to sort of comment on this without sounding like I'm biased one way or the other. I think there is a real problem with sites that are exclusively opinion sites, because what they're not offering ultimately is high quality analysis. And once you sort of reinforce the glut of opinion on the internet, it may be that it's in a sense sort of turning people off. It's not giving people what they want, which is the sort of analysis that they're not going to get elsewhere, and analysis that they frequently don't get from the mainstream media, because a lot of journalists and editors are just too resource constrained to provide it.
And I guess the most important question remaining now is, how can the Australian media regain this trust?
Well, look, I think the answer to that is actually sort of bound up in how they go forward with their business models. I mean, it is only through provision of quality journalism that you're ever going to regain people's trust. I mean, you can't regain it by dumbing down. You can't regain it by being ever more tabloid or being ever more sensationalist. You can try to regain it by offering high quality journalism that people can't get from opinion sites. So it's there's a basic tension now at work, I think, between the level of trust that people are demonstrating that they've got in the media and the media's concern to try and preserve its business model. I think the more that they de-resource quality journalism, the more downward pressure there's going to be on trustworthiness.
Bernard Keane writes for Crikey, as well as offering up his own two cents in the media debate around issues of trust. And he was speaking there to the new recruit for the Fourth Estate, Dylan Barber.